Hi everyone, happy Friday. We're gonna go ahead and get started. So rules of the road, share your successes. Please mute when you're not sharing. Ask for tips and advice. Contribute to the conversation. And of course, as always, suggest topics for future discussion. We would love to know your thoughts, where you're struggling, and get some ideas for some future topics. How do you get into your private portal and mastermind? So this is the address, www, must use the www, homecaremarketingmastermind.com. Your username is the email address where we send you the alerts that mastermind, what the topics are and that we're doing mastermind. So that same email address is your username and your password is whatever was emailed to you in the beginning, or you can use the forgot your password feature. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. So today is December 16th, our last mastermind of the year. So these are the things we're going to talk about. Are you, the owner, spread too thin in your office to market your services? Are your employees wearing so many hats, there's no time for any of them to market? You can still get effective marketing time in, and we'll show you how. One reason December is slow, but January will be busy, and then we're going to announce the January winners. All right, spread too thin. I'm sure many of you, I tried to make this look really crazy because that's how it feels some days in the office. We've got all of this going on all day long. Hiring, accounts payable, accounts receivable, scheduling, phones, field visits, payroll, service inquiries, clock-ins and outs, assessments, billing. Sometimes it feels like, you know, two of these things is a full-time job. So how do you market? How do you get out there and make the time to market and be impactful, make a difference, make it effective? That in-person, face-to-face time with social workers, case managers, directors of nursing, and others is a requirement to get private pay cases. It absolutely is. Someone has to be out in the field doing this. It can be done in less time in an effective way in the beginning, because in the beginning, this is what it's like. Sometimes it's the owner and one other person, and sometimes you have to run out into the field and cover a case. And so it feels like, you know, marketing gets pushed to the side because it doesn't feel like it's a criteria, like it has to happen the way we have to cover a job if the caregiver calls out. So it does too often get pushed to the side. So we're going to talk today about ways that you can still get it done, even though you are spread thin and this busy. So when you decide, yep, we're going to do it, we're going to start getting that marketing done, it's important to us, you need to think about who should do the marketing or business development until you can hire a marketer, community liaison. This person isn't always the owner. But where I worked last, the owner, you know, he was not, it wasn't in his wheelhouse. It was not something he felt comfortable about, and it wasn't something he wanted to do. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be the owner, but the person who goes out to do this business development marketing in the field needs to have these kind of characteristics. They need to be warm, authentic, trustworthy, driven, humble, compassionate, organized, detail-oriented. They must have follow-through. It's going to be very important with the social workers. Able to multitask, enjoys the challenge. Pleasantly persistent. You do need to keep going back and be happy about it and not feel like maybe, you know, you've been there too many times and they're sick of seeing your face. Pleasantly persistent. Flexible. A day rarely goes as planned. And that's just home care in general, right? We're all feeling that. We think we have all these great things we're going to get done today. And then maybe one thing gets done because you were handling fires all day. Same thing for this person that's out in the field. So they need to be flexible and okay with that. And then the ability to defend and bounce back. Sometimes you go out and the social worker, you know, got a call from a family she referred to you. They're not happy. And the marketer walks in and kind of gets hit with that, you know, without knowing. You need to be able to calmly, kindly defend, you know, that's not normal for us. My goodness, I will look into that. Thank you for letting me know. Bounce back and continue on with the relationship. No business is perfect. It's just not going to be perfect all the time. We're dealing with human beings on both the caregiver side and the client side, and things are going to happen, and that's normal. The idea is that you stand tall for the company and you're there for the hard stuff, and you just bounce back and keep the relationship going. Here are some things to consider when you're going to send somebody out to do the marketing. You need to set realistic goals for the time available to market for business development. If you think, you know, 20 hours a week is going to be a stretch, then don't do that. this needs to be realistic. This needs to be, you know, I realistically can get 10 hours in a week and it's going to be consistent. So make sure you're setting realistic goals here, not a stretch. Set days and times for marketing ahead of time. So pick those days and times. You know, Fridays are probably, they're great for discharges, depending on what this person's role is in the office. If they're your scheduler, Friday's probably not going to be a good day because of call-offs and those kinds of things. So think about the days and times that you set ahead of time. It would be good that you set days and times. Maybe it doesn't have to be the same days every week. Maybe you're going to say, I'm going to do 2 half days a week, or I'm going to do 1 whole day a week. Maybe setting the exact days isn't going to work, and that's okay. Just set the parameters of what it's going to look like. Set expectations ahead of time. Will there be mileage or gas reimbursement or a company car for the person who's doing this? Will they also be signing clients? When you're out in a skilled nursing facility, once that relationship gets going, or if you walk in the door and they just found out they have 5 people discharging and they have no plan, it might just be your lucky day. They may send you down the hall, or maybe something fell through. Maybe they had a home care company for a client down the hall, a patient, they call them patients, down the hall, and the home care company fell through, or maybe the family decided that they were too expensive or something. Whatever the case may be, they could send you down the hall to sign a client. So you need to be prepared for that. I think it's important that whoever is marketing knows how to sign the client and has whatever you need to do that in their car at all times for multiple clients. The social workers do like for whoever's coming in to see them to be also signing the clients. I mean, they're referring to you because they trust you, they know your face, they like you, and they want for that person to be the person that sits down with their families to get the client signed up. So probably would be better if this person was also signing clients. Who's going to cover the role of the person who is out marketing for that, those 2 half days or a day a week? Who's going to cover what they're doing in the office? It's important that somebody is covering and that that's talked about, because if they're going to get way behind in their other duties, marketing is not going to be something they want to do or continue to do. So whatever they're in charge of in the office, when they are out marketing, somebody else needs to be handling that and making sure it continues to move through and things are still getting done. Consistency is key. Time allocated must be repeatable each week. So if you say you're going to do 2 half days a week, you have to do 2 half days a week. Or maybe you don't get 2 half days in 1 week and you get a whole day in. Whatever that time that you've agreed upon, decided, needs to happen every week. It needs to be consistent. How is this person going to be compensated? Will there be commission involved? Will they get, you know, percent of the signings? You need to have that discussion prior to setting this up. Will this person take calls after hours, weekends from referral sources and family? So if they're going to be out marketing, there's a good chance a social worker may call them Friday night at 5:30. There may be a good chance that they signed up a client and, you know, the adult child, daughter calls and says, hey, I know our schedule's just, you know, Monday through Friday, but can you get somebody there tomorrow? I thought I was going to be able to be with my mom, but I can't be. That kind of stuff happens and comes up. And even though that adult child should be calling the office on call, a lot of times they will call the marketing person. So is this person comfortable and will they take calls after hours, weekends? They may already be taking calls, right? Because it's just the nature of the business, but something to talk about. Where will they market? So you want to qualify ahead of time. You want to get your game plan done ahead of time. So this Medicare website is a great place for you to go to qualify the skilled nursing facilities, you know, to go to find out all you need to know about them and qualify. Because your time is limited, the places that you go need to get you what you need. So we're going to go into nursing homes, including rehab services. I'm going to put in a zip code and we're going to search. So these are the skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes in my zip code where I live. And some things to think about here. First of all, if you have not seen from, I think it was July 15th, how to break into a skilled nursing facility and get referrals, you need to watch that. We talk a lot about what a skilled nursing facility is, what's inside the building, their short-term, long-term, who do you want to see, what do you say to the different people in the building, Where are you going to get your discharges from? So it's really important that you watch that mastermind video if you have not yet watched that. Okay, so how do you qualify once you're in here? I was doing some research as I was putting this together, and I found something interesting. So, and I think I talk about this in the skilled nursing facility video, but places, skilled nursing facilities that take Medicare, that is where you're going to get your private pay clients. They can also take Medicaid, but if they are high Medicaid, maybe 80% or more of their patients are Medicaid, that's not going to be a great place for you to get private pay clients, because people on Medicaid typically don't have money for private pay. People that have Medicare do have the money for private pay most of the time. So if you think about it, in our business, we have also Medicaid clients, right? And then we have private pay clients. The Medicaid clients come to you through the member's case manager, and they just have a list of people that they're contracted with, right? And then they send over the client's name, you agree, and they send the auth and you're done. And a lot of times, at least here, they were starting to beg us to take members because the reimbursement rate's not that great. And the homes can be, you know, maybe not where a caregiver might want to work either. It can be hard to talk a caregiver to go into some of these homes. So sometimes they're begging us, right, for us to take their members. Same thing is true with nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, rehabs. They're kind of all called the same thing. Medicaid patients are easy to come by. They just are. There's probably more of them than maybe there's beds sometimes, you know, at different times of the year. So getting Medicaid patients isn't that hard. Just like for us, it's not that difficult. Also, if a place takes Medicare and Medicaid, they want Medicare. They are fighting over the Medicare patients. Well, to get a Medicare patient, just like private pay, you have to provide really good service, red carpet service. So as I was going through here, I was noticing a lot of the five-star places, now five-star would mean they have really good service, tend to, at least here in Arizona, I didn't look at the whole country, tend to only take Medicare. So I thought that was interesting. So if you find a skilled nursing facility rehab that only takes Medicare, and this is where you're going to see that. So we went into nursing home and rehabs. I scrolled down. I believe it's under details. It's under details, and it says participates in Medicare, Medicaid. If there's a building that only takes Medicaid, don't go. If they take Medicare and Medicaid, go do your research, find out what percent Medicaid their building is. If they take straight Medicare, this is going to be a goldmine for you. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't other home care companies trying to get their business. If they've done their research, there should be a lot of people trying to get their Medicare business. You need to be consistent and go every 8 to 10 days. You also can see here how many beds they have. You can see if they're in a retirement, CCRC, continuing care retirement community. I have found that if you have limited time, you don't want to go somewhere where it's a CCRC. And that means that they have maybe assisted living, memory care, and a SNF all on the same campus. They sometimes have their own caregivers. They tend to like to just take care of their community themselves. They don't always let outsiders in. If you do get business out of there, it's going to be because something else maybe fell through. You might get some of the business in the SNF, like bedside sitting kind of business. But and they're worth going to if you have a full-time marketer out there. But if now we're talking about limited time, you're qualifying. Where should I go? Because I need to get the biggest bang for my buck. I would not go to CCRCs in this time under this situation. So they have 32 beds. It's not a lot of beds, but this SNF referred to us all the time, and they were always 12s and 24s. So that's how you qualify them. And as you're going through here, you can see the rating, the 5 stars, comes from health inspection, staffing, and quality measures. Now, there's some communities or SNFs, this means there was abuse, so that's really sad. If you go into some that have lower stars, let's look at Montecito, and I'm picking them because we used to do a lot for them, so we used to staff for them. If you go in and you're going to, you know, it probably, if you're going to work straight for the facility or the SNF, doesn't matter if they're Medicaid, Medicare, right? The facility's paying you. If they have low stars for staffing, that means they're struggling with employees. And so you don't have to go in and say, I see your staffing rating's awful. We don't do that. But you have like an upper hand here knowing that this has been a struggle for them. We had at one time for about a month, 2 24s in Montecito. And it was just bedside sitting. They would put two patients in a room that were pulling their tubes out or that were lonely or that were just disruptive to the staff, you know, constantly needing somebody in the room, and the facility paid us and we just bedside sat and the caregiver was kind of, you know, overseeing both patients in the room. And we had two rooms at one time for a good month, month and a half. So this is also another kind of thing to think about is to look at the staffing here. You know, and then again, you're going to want to watch the skilled nursing facility breaking in. We talk about bedside sitting there and how to get that set up so that you look great, because you have to think about this. Your caregiver is working side by side with your referral source. Let that sink in. Could be really good. It could also not be so good. So go watch that video again. It's the breaks. I think it was July 15th, breaking into skilled nursing facilities. If you're interested in doing this staffing, make sure you watch that video for that reason as well. Because I talk about the things to look for, the thing, you know, plan the breaks, plan, you know, all kinds of, have them sign a non-compete, all kinds of things. So that's also something to think about if you want to do the staffing for the skilled nursing facilities. So this link is going to be in the slides so that you can, you know, go in and look yourself. There's a lot of skilled nursing facilities here. In the zip code, you can set this up for how many miles from where you are. You can set it up for beds. We talk also in the other video in July 15th that how do you break in? Last ditch effort is to go to the admissions person, the salesperson at the skilled nursing facility. They're trying to get their census up. They want to keep the beds full. They can take you on a tour ahead of time. Right? They want you to tour because you should know this. You should know your community and what's out there. There will be a time when a family says, do you know of a good skilled nursing facility in the area? You need to know. And you can always go in here and find one for them, but it would be better if you knew the people in the building. It would be better if you had toured. It would be better if you have a relationship and you can give them a name and phone number. So that's part of your job as the marketing person is to be a resource also to the social workers. So know that, but to find out what percent Medicaid they are, you could do a tour and ask while you're being toured through the building. You could also call ahead of time, *67 and just, you know, ask some questions before you go. So that is how you qualify ahead of time, where you're going to go with your short marketing time. I hope that makes sense for everybody. Stay away again from those CCRCs when you have limited amount of time, and stay away from straight Medicaid or 80% or higher Medicaid when you have limited time to market. All right, your game plan. What are you going to do? You're going to pick 8 to 10 qualified SNFs. I think most people have time to do this. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's going to be 5, and that's okay. Pick what you can realistically do, because you're going to go back every 8 to 10 days. So go into the Medicare site, pick some that are good. If they're straight Medicare, way to go. Pick some good ones and go back every 8 to 10 days. We have lots and lots of information in the Mastermind portal. We have lots and lots of handouts in the Mastermind portal. If you come to Mastermind regularly, we have great ways to get the social worker to come out and see you, spend time with you, to build that relationship so that you become a partner and not just a resource. That's the game plan. So pick 8 to 10 qualified SNFs, maybe 5 if you don't have time for 8 to 10, go every 8 to 10 days without fail. First time, you're going to go with your brochure and business card, staple the business card to the brochure. That helps the social worker not have to keep all that together herself. Watch the How to Break Into a SNF and Get Referrals from July 15th. The link is here. Use the Mastermind portal for handouts. We have lots of great handouts for big jobs. 24-hour care, reduced readmissions, what happens after discharge, work within the budget of the patient. Attend Mastermind meetings regularly for ideas to get the social worker to come out and see you with creative, unique, and fun ideas and leave behinds. Track what you are doing and the results in your CRM. Your online marketing serves as more impressions for you. So you're trying to get out there, you're trying to be consistent. And even if you have a full-time marketer, it's super important that your referral sources are hearing something from you consistently. So you're going to go every 8 to 10 days. Again, you're not going to get face-to-face time every 8 to 10 days. If you expect that and you stand in the lobby and wait for that every single time, they're not going to build a relationship with you because they don't have time to see you every 8 to 10 days. So you're going to bring something with you every time you go. And if you don't get in front of them, you should see them once a month face-to-face. And then the other stuff, plan on it being drop-offs. That's why you have to have something new and different to bring every time that you come in. So leave the lead behind at the front desk. If you're giving out fun, goody things, make sure there's something for the front desk person. And then before you leave the parking lot, you're going to call or text this person, email them, let them know you've left something for them. That's super important. Get in the habit of doing that before you leave the parking lot. So that's one impression. They say it takes, you know, up to 5 impressions to get somebody to do what you want them to do. So your online marketing serves as another impression. So you need to get in front of more people consistently than you can get in front of them in person. So maybe you're in front of them once a month, but wouldn't it be nice if you get in front of them more often than that? You don't see all contacts face-to-face every 8 to 10 days. A strong online presence will assist you in staying connected between your face-to-face visits. Build trust, improve reliability online and in person. Keep current clients, potential clients, and referral sources up to date about your services that you offer, and increase your rank on Google search when someone searches for home care. So how do you do that? You need to blog on your website to help build trust with the adult children and referral sources. You don't want to have old blogs. You don't have blogs from 2021 on your website. They think, well, what happened? Is this company out of business? Why did it just stop? Blogging is really important in home care. It helps you increase your Google ranking. It helps you look like an expert in your local area, in your industry. It helps to build trust. It helps to build engagement. All kinds of things happen with blogging. So it's important that that's being done on your website. If your website doesn't have the ability to blog, then you need a new website. It's really important in this industry. Monthly newsletters, that will also keep you in front of the adult children referral sources, potential clients, and their adult children. So the monthly newsletters need to go out monthly, and they need to go out to anybody you've come in contact with. If you're out marketing in the skilled nursing facilities, there's like 15 business cards right there at the front desk. Grab them all, get them in your CRM, get them in an Excel spreadsheet. If you're a client of ours, send them to us and they will start getting your monthly newsletter. This is powerful stuff. I know that those of you that have been signing clients and been in this industry for a while, mom agrees to an assessment and then mom says, you know, I'm okay. I don't want to do it after all. We know something's going to go on with mom in the next month, right? The next 2 months. If they're getting a newsletter from you every month, they remember, oh yeah, that's the person we want to sign with. We really liked her. So the monthly newsletter can be very powerful. Email drip campaigns will keep you in front of the adult children and increase their engagement. When somebody fills out a contact us form or a get started form on your website, you can have it set up that they now start getting emails from you. That's what we do with our clients, and newsletters from you, just because they filled out that form. The email drips, the way we have it is 10 emails over 30 days. This also keeps you in front of them, helps with engagement as well. Social media also helps to build trust and increase engagement with the adult children and referral sources. They're scrolling Facebook, they're scrolling LinkedIn, they're looking at your social media. You need to have a community presence there about you. They need to be able to learn about your company there. We really encourage our clients to send us company and community news. And it's really easy to do so. They just send us 4 sentences and a headline. You can advertise the blood drive at a skilled nursing facility. Get two for one. The social worker loves you for advertising her blood drive. And then the adult children see that and they know you're involved in the community. So social media also super powerful. All of these things are going to help you with impressions and staying in front of everyone. They also help you with your ranking on Google. The online marketing is super important in this industry as well. So why may December be slow and January be busier? There's lots of reasons. December can be slow because family's in town. Elective surgeries are typically down over the holidays. Medicare days will be used up before the year is over. So this is a thing that nobody really talks about. And I think it's still, you know, certainly something that is still happening. the beginning of the year, seniors are given so many Medicare days in skilled nursing and hospitals. The beginning of the year, everybody's kind of careful with these days because they have to last the whole year. And so they will, you know, let somebody be in the hospital nursing home however long. And as soon as they feel like they're better, they're going to discharge them because these days have to last the whole year. But when December comes, if they have a lot of days left and they're concerned about this patient, they may keep them a little bit longer to really make sure they're back up on their feet and feeling really strong. And so sometimes, you know, or if it's getting close to the holiday and the senior really doesn't have anyone, they might just keep them longer if they have the Medicare days still to spend. If they don't, then that's not going to happen. But if they do, people get just a little more relaxed at the end of the year about this. And it's not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with it. It just can be a reason things slow down. In December, because it's slow, a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to get in front of anybody. Everybody's out of town. I can't, you know, I go in there, there's nobody there. Don't start marketing in December because it's going to pick up in January. It always picks up in January. So be out there in December. The people that are here, you're going to be able to get in front of them because everybody else has quit marketing. So make sure you're still out and you're still marketing in December. And, you know, just bring little things, you know, bring some candy canes by, bring, you know, just be really in the holiday spirit. Make it about that. If you're continuing to come in December and then in January, they start getting busier because they're discharging more. Elective surgeries are happening now. Family is gone. Now they have the whole year in front of them with their Medicare days. You know, just the new year starts and it gets busier and you've been coming all of December. You're going to be top of mind when January hits. And in January, it'll be important to do the readmissions. We have a handout for how home care helps reduce readmissions. That'll be an important handout to give out in January as well. All right, the January winners. Becky Moultrie with Assisting Hands is our January winner. She's going to get these small clear plastic jars, some Skinny Pop popcorn, some fortune cookies, dipped, and then some regular fortune cookies. These just look beautiful. This will be really fun to give out. She's agreed to send us pictures. And that's part of the deal is you send us some pictures of what you're doing, and we will send this stuff out to you. So congrats, Becky. This will be fun. We can't wait to see your pictures. This is really just celebratory and fun. I would love to get something like this. So that's exciting. All right, upcoming masterminds. Next mastermind is Friday, January 6th. We're going to take the 23rd and the 30th off, take a little break, some R&R. We hope you have a very happy holiday and thank you for being with us all year long. We've really enjoyed our time with you. We hope that what we're doing is helping you, and we can't wait to start the new year fresh with everybody. Have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year, and we will see you next year. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.